Ready to level up your world? Get the MetaQuest 3S, available now at Harvey Norman. With a lightweight and wireless design, you can transform any room into a theater, playground, or hangout spot with friends. Enjoy lightning-fast load times and improved battery life, and the power to blend virtual objects with your physical space, so you can experience two worlds at once. MetaQuest 3, starting at $498 at Harvey Norman. Go, Harvey, go!
You're listening to SBS News.
Following the death of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei at the hands of the US and Israel, Australia's leadership is condemning local Shia mourning services. This is following the federal government's decision to list the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps as a terrorist organisation, after ASIO linked the group to orchestrated attacks on Australian soil. Several Shiite mosques in Sydney and Melbourne held public memorials for the former Iranian leader. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese told ABC 7:30 that public grief for the Supreme Leader clashes with Australian values and national security.
Well, I don't think they're appropriate, and certainly I think that overwhelmingly people won't be participating. Overwhelmingly, what Australians want is, in the Australian Covenant, no matter where people are from, is that if they have any hatred or prejudice, it's left at the customs hall. That's the Australian covenant of people who come here, because we are a country that believes in human rights, that believes in democracy, that believes in freedom, and we, of course, want to see that right around the world. It is up to the people of Iran now to determine their future.
However, Shadow Defence Minister James Patterson went one step further. He insists that any suggestion that these sermons support the IRGC must be investigated. Mr. Patterson says that displaying symbols of a listed terror group is a crime. He is now calling for these incidents to be classified as terrorist acts and for those involved to face prosecution.
Well, firstly, they're just not appropriate. No one should be holding a mourning for the head of a regime which sponsored terror attacks in Australia. Well, secondly, the IRGC, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, of which the Ayatollah is the spiritual leader and head, is now a listed terrorist organisation in Australia. And it is a crime to praise or glorify a listed terrorist organisation in a way that could incite others to commit acts of terrorism. It's also a crime to display the symbols and logos of a listed terrorist organisation. So I think the Federal Police should be investigating as to whether those events are in violation of the law.
Defence Minister Richard Marles is refusing to label such services a crime. He says the investigation is a matter for the police.
Oh, look, I'll leave that to the police. I'm not about to give the police advice as to what they should be doing. That's not what how politicians should act. But let me say this. Mourning the Supreme Leader, I think is a grave misjudgment. The people we are focused on are the thousands of Iranians who have lost their lives at the hands of the Supreme Leader in just the last few weeks. Before you start looking at the countless numbers of Iranians who have lost their lives at the hands of the Supreme Leader over the near 40 years that he's been at the helm in Iran. Our thoughts and our mourning is for those brave Iranians.
Dr. Michael Zuklin, a senior lecturer of political science at ANU, questions the coalition's use of the label illegal in this scenario. He says it is a provocation that is both unnecessary and harmful.
If this statement is accurate, it's very difficult to make sense of why it would be made. It's completely unnecessary and unproductive. They're not going to start arresting people based on how they feel, and quite frankly, it's unnecessarily divisive and counterproductive. Despite how one feels about the Iranian regime, why pile on? It's enough to say that you are happy that they are no longer in power and that it represents an opportunity for change in Iran.
Brianna Charles for SBS News.
Ready to level up your world? Get the MetaQuest 3S, available now at Harvey Norman. With a lightweight and wireless design, you can transform any room into a theatre, playground, or hangout spot with friends. Enjoy lightning-fast load times and improved battery life, and the power to blend virtual objects with your physical space so you can experience two worlds at once. MetaQuest 3, starting at $498 at Harvey Norman.